TV doc on white schoolboy murdered by racist Pakistanis airs day after all whites benefit from racism BBC rant. By Jack Montgomery on September 10, 2017. Scottish television has aired a program about the racist murder of white schoolboy Chris Donald. A day after a black transgender model ranted all white people benefit from racism on the BBC. The Science of Murder episode Killers on the Run, which aired on Channel 3, recounted the case of Chris Donald, a 15-year-old white schoolboy whose brutal killing at the hands of a Pakistani gang led to Scotland's first ever trial for a racially motivated murder. Just one day previously, black transgender model Monroe Bergdorf had ranted that all white people benefit from racism through white privilege on the Victoria Derbyshire program, a platform given to her by the BBC after L'Oreal Paris UK sacked her for declaring the white race is the most violent and oppressive force of nature on earth. Chris was set upon and dragged into a car in March 2004 by Imran Baldi Shahid, Danish Shahid, Zeeshan Shahid, Mohammed Faisal Mustaq, and Zahid Mohammed, who targeted him because he was white. The gang drove the teenager around for hours trying to find a place to torture him. They eventually brought him to woodland near Celtic Football Club's training grounds, held him down over a pile of logs, and stabbed him 13 times, before drenching him in petrol and setting him on fire. Chris was still alive when this was done, and he dragged himself some distance towards the nearby River Clyde before succumbing to his very extensive injuries. He looked very small, recalled forensic scientist Pauline McSorley for the Scottish television program. In fact, he was a child at that time, he was 15, and it was a very, very bleak sight. The program recalled how Chris had pleaded, "I'm only 15, why me?" with his attackers when they pounced on him as he walked down the street with friend Jamie Wallace, who was told, "Do you know what pain is? You're next." Ringleader Imran Shahid was ultimately identified using DNA from the lining of a leather jacket he attempted to burn in the abduction vehicle, but was not brought to justice for over a year, having fled to Pakistan with two of his accomplices. Zahid Mohammed, a convicted criminal who was wearing an electronic tag and had to be home in time for curfew, had been dropped off by the gang prior to the actual murder, and was released after serving just 2.5 years for his part in it. Mainstream media, particularly the BBC, was criticized for offering little more than fleeting coverage of the case, despite its exceptional and ultra-violent nature. Peter Fahey, then Chief Constable of Cheshire and a spokesman on race issues for the Association of Chief Police Officers, conceded 2 years later that the media were not much interested in white murder victims. "The political correctness and reluctance to discuss these things absolutely does play a factor," he admitted. "The difficulty in the police service is that the whole thing is being closed down because we are all afraid of discussing any of it in case we say the wrong thing, and that is not healthy." Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.